Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 9th, and the whole week ahead. You know, the Sun and Pluto together is very, very powerful indeed. It is empowering on so many levels. If you have had an emotional setback or you felt low and behold, you just feel you can't really make any headway. Today, with these kind of stars, set your mind to something and you will overcome. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury now moves direct in the sign of Virgo. So all matters to do with home and family and anything domestic, think about things and you will get them sorted. Now, aided and abetted by yesterday's Sun Pluto, which is so empowering, this is an ideal time for you now to set your goal, set your mark on achieving something that's important to you. And if it has a domestic connection or anything financial, you'll sort it. Here's your Monday stars. Now the moon is in the sign of Gemini, your own sign, but squared to Mercury, you can overthink things, and that's a problem. It's all very well being analytical and sorting things out in your head, but if you can't deal with it simply because emotions get in the way or because you put in problems where none exist, then you will not make the grade. So this is a day to keep things simple. Here's your Tuesday stars. Moods and emotions and feelings are all at sea. This is not the easiest of days to deal with, simply because emotionally you really don't know which path to take and where to go. There's a kind of inner conflict, even an inner anger. It's almost as though you're frustrated and infuriated by yourself. And in which case, you just need to sit down and put your feet up and rest and relax. Here's your Wednesday stars. The moon in your sign is going to connect with 5 planets. Now, luckily enough, the worst was yesterday, stars. Today's are much more plumptious, much more positive, and the potential is enormous. Trust in yourself more today. If you took my advice and took a back seat and retreated from the hard graft, then today you should now move forward and advance your cause and your case by being truthful and trusting yourself. Here's your Thursday stars. Now, a difficult aspect between the Sun and Saturn, and you can check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Sun in the 4th squaring Saturn in the 7th does mean there can be difficulties in your relationships with others or a relationship with someone. Older people in particular may be difficult. Of course, if you're an older person, then younger people could be a source of frustration. Don't get demoralized and don't get depressed. The important thing about this aspect is just to keep calm for now. Here's your Friday stars. I love the Venus-Jupiter aspect. It's a perfect antidote to yesterday's depressing Sun square Saturn. Okay, so you're not making headway with somebody, whether they're youthful or you are young and older people. It's a generation gap thing. But today, everyone can play together. There's fun, there's joy, and you will be in your element if you're mixing with people from all ages. You know, it's a kind of let bygones be bygones day.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.